Krishna. So today we'll be reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 14, text number 10. Rajastamam Rajastamas Chabhi Bhuya Satvam Bhavati Bharata Rajasatvam Tamaschaiva Tamasatvam Rajastatha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the mode of passion and ignorance. O son of Bharata, sometimes the mode of passion defeats good mode of goodness and ignorance. There is always competition for supremacy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the mode of passion is prominent, the mode of goodness and ignorance are defeated. When the mode of goodness is prominent, passion and ignorance are defeated. And when the mode of ignorance is prominent, passion and goodness are defeated. This competition is always going on. Therefore, one who is actually intent on advancing in Krishna consciousness has to transcend these three modes. The prominence of some certain mode of nature is manifested in one's dealing, in his activities and in his eating. And this will be explained in later chapters. But if one wants, he can develop by practice the mode of goodness and thus defeat the mode of ignorance and passion. One can similarly develop the mode of passion and defeat goodness and ignorance. Or one can develop the mode of ignorance and defeat goodness and passion. Although there are these three modes of material nature, if one is determined, he can be blessed by the mode of goodness, and by transcending the mode of goodness, he can be situated in pure goodness, which is called the Vasudeva state, a state in which one can understand the science of God. By the manifestation of particular activities, it can be understood in what mode of nature one is situated. Hare Krishna. So, continuing on with this chapter number 14, the three modes of material nature. In this particular shloka, it is nicely described that sometimes the mode of goodness becomes prominent, defeating the modes of passion and ignorance. O son of Bharata, sometimes the mode of passion defeats goodness and ignorance, and at other times ignorance defeats goodness and passion. In this way there is always competition for supremacy. So in this particular chapter we have been discussing about the three modes of material nature, and Krishna is very nicely explaining to Arjuna What are the symptoms of these three modes of material nature? As we all know, that everything in this world is divided into different modes of nature. Right from all the activities, our eating, our sleeping, everything in this world. And so Krishna, in the previous verses, have already explained what are the symptoms of the people who are in mode of goodness, what are the symptoms of people, and what are their eating habits, sleeping habits, and what kind of consciousness they dwell in different modes of nature. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki Jai. So, just to revise, Krishna explains that how those who are in mode of goodness, they are very pure and illuminating, because their eating, sleeping, mating, all these habits are situated in mode of goodness. They eat clean, they stay clean. Whatever they do it in the mode of goodness. And it is also reflecting in their consciousness, in their external appearance. And therefore Krishna is telling that they are very pure and illuminating. And apart from that, they are free from all sinful reactions. And those who are situated in mode of goodness, they become conditioned with the sense of happiness and knowledge. Happiness and knowledge is the symptom of mode of goodness. Whereas, someone who is in mode of passion or ignorance, he is into gross misunderstanding. So, knowledge is the symptom of mode of goodness. And Krishna explains about those who are situated in mode of passion. Those who are situated in mode of passion are filled with unlimited desires and longings. And therefore they are bounded to material fruitive actions. Those who are situated in mode of darkness or ignorance, they are deluded, embodied living entities. And the result of this mode are madness, indolence, and sleep, which binds the conditioned soul. So these are the different symptoms of people situated in different modes of nature. The mode of passion, ignorance, and those who are in the mode of goodness. And in this particular verse, Krishna is explaining that how there is always a competition going on between these modes of nature. The mode of goodness, the mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. There's a competition always going on. And this is a typical consciousness of a person who is conditioned into this material nature. Like his mind is always unstable. And therefore, his consciousness is sometimes in mode of goodness. It is sometimes in mode of passion. It is sometimes in mode of ignorance. And there is always a competition going on within his mind. His mind is restless. As Krishna says, that in this way there is always a competition. So within the mind also, one who is disturbed, or one who is not focused in life, sometimes he's been influenced by mode of passion, sometimes that particular conditioned soul is influenced by mode of goodness, and sometimes by the mode of ignorance. And which particular mode is prominent within him is actually dependent upon what kind of association he stays in. If he is more associated with the people, with the environment which is in mode of passion, he is more influenced towards that side. If he is influenced or he chooses to be in association of an environment which is in mode of goodness, then he is immediately influenced by that particular mode. Like Prabhupada used to say that you become what you associate with. Or Prabhupada used to say that William Shakespeare, he had a famous saying that you tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you who you are. So if someone, like we see in offices or in public places, immediately the environment around us influences very quickly. If we are in a place like discotheques or pubs or in shopping malls, we find that even our consciousness is affected by that external atmosphere. We also feel very passionate. We also feel enthused to enjoy the material resources. And this is what exactly even these marketing wizards, they all know that even our consciousness is prone to be influenced by different modes. Therefore, whenever we go in a shopping mall or anything like that, they play a very passionate music. A music which instigates, which influences our consciousness to purchase, to buy more and more and more. So that is how the mode of the different modes are always influencing us. Or on other hand, whenever we come to temple for morning program, for Mangal Aarti, for Shringar Darshan, for Japa, we find an immediate transformation in our consciousness. Immediately. Till the time we reach the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, we find we have been bombarded by different modes. But as soon as we enter the gate of Shri Radha Gopinath temple, immediately by seeing the nice atmosphere around us, nice devotees, immediately our consciousness gets transformed. So this whole material world is filled up with different modes. And it depends, certainly, till the time the person is in the conditioned state of life, he has been influenced by the external modes. And for that reason, it is very important for us to keep a right association. Because Krishna, in Krishna in this same chapter, in 13th chapter, in fact, the nature enjoyer and the consciousness, the previous chapter, Krishna very nicely explains that Purusha Prakriti Stohi Bhungte Prakriti Jana Gunan Karanam Guna Sangosya Sad Asad Yoni Janmasu. Krishna explains that the living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of material nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. So, in this particular verse it is said that depending upon what kind of modes one associates with, that is what decides whether one will be born in a good or an evil species. Because Material nature, especially the mode of passion, it binds. That is what the symptom of the mode of passion is. Because the mode of passion, it instigates one to enjoy more and more material sense gratification. And for that reason, one who is influenced by the mode of passion, he thinks that this life and the enjoyment in this particular life is all and all. He wants to enjoy to the unlimited degree. And for that reason, what happens is the person who is influenced by the mode of passion, Krishna says, in such a person, the determination to practice Krishna consciousness doesn't take place. Bhogaishvarasa prasaktanam taya apaharata chetasam vyavasayatimka buddhi samadhavna vidhyate. In second chapter, Krishna explains that one who is attached to bhoga and aishwarya, bhoga aishwaryasa prasaktanam, who is not only asakta, the superlative degree of asakti is prasakta. Bhoga aishwaryasa prasaktanam taya apaharata chetasam. Such a person, what happens is his intelligence gets bewildered, it gets stolen. Vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidhyate. And in such a person, the resolute determination to practice Krishna consciousness doesn't take place. So this is a symptom of person who is grossly in mode of passion, or in ignorance also, because a person who is ignorant, he has no knowledge about Krishna consciousness. Like Krishna says in third or fourth chapter, nasti buddhi rayuktasya nachayuktasya bhavana nacha bhava yatha shantir ashantasya kutah sukam. Someone who is not engaged in Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, nasti buddhi, he doesn't have any intelligence. Nasti buddhi ayuktasya nachayuktasya bhavana nacha bhava yatha shantir ashantasya kutah sukam. Such a person is always restless, is disturbed. And Krishna says, for one who is disturbed, where is the question of being happy? So such a person who is in mode of passion or ignorance, he is getting more and more entangled within the modes of material nature, and because of which he becomes bounded to this material world. Like in case of we have a classic example of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was also very much, the word itself, Hiranyakashipu, means Hiranya means gold. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft beds. So this person, by the name itself, it indicates that how much he was attached to the enjoyment of this material nature. He was attached to woman and wealth. And for that reason, Hiranyakashipu was in such a deep ignorance that he wanted to actually defeat Lord Vishnu. He wanted to kill Vishnu and become the proprietor and the enjoyer of the whole material universe. And with that passion, he performed tapasya for 1,000 years, and then he became very powerful. And on other hand, we see his son Prahlad, who was completely situated in the mode of goodness. Not even goodness, we can't even say goodness, it was beyond goodness, it was on the transcendental platform. He was purely situated in Krishna consciousness and always remembering the Supreme Lord. And what were the result of, you know, these two types of consciousness? In case of Hiranyakashipu, although everything was fine in his life, everything, he has all the wealth, he has all the power, he had all the enjoyments of this material nature, but still he was always disturbed. Bhagavatam says, Atriptyat, Atriptyat Ajitendriya. Why was he always disturbed and unsatisfied? Because he had no control over his senses. Ajitendriya. He was always hankering. And that is the, again, Krishna says, that are the symptoms. They are always hankering and longing for material enjoyment. So on one hand, we have Hiranyakashipu, who had everything in his life. But still, since he had no control over his senses, he was always disturbed and dissatisfied. And on other hand, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was situated in the most dangerous and precarious situation none of us can even imagine. Hiranyakashipu tried different means to kill Prahlad Maharaj. Throwing him from the hill, poisoning him, putting him in fire. But still, because he was always remembering Lord Krishna, he was in pure Krishna consciousness, he was beyond the mode of goodness, and he was never disturbed. Never did he complain to the Lord that, oh my dear Lord, I am your great devotee, I am always remembering you. And what is this? You're not even protecting me properly. You're putting me in such a, you know, worst and worst situations. No, Prahlad Maharaj was very peacefully situated. And that is the symptom of mode of goodness. Peaceful. Those who are in mode of passion are always disturbed. Restless. And those who are in ignorance, they are completely... lazy, immobile. At least those who are in passion are running here and there. If we see in local trains, people are running, no one has time. But those who are situated in a mode of ignorance, they don't even want to work hard. So Prahlad Maharaj was always peaceful internally, and that is also one of the mode of symptoms of mode of goodness. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita it is explained, yatha deepa nivatasto nengate sopama smita yogino yaja chittasya yunjate yogam atmanah. That like Arjuna was explaining, my mind is very restless, turbulent, and I can even control the raging wind, but I cannot control my mind. Then Krishna says, yes, I agree to it. Asamshayam mahabhavo manas durnigraham achalam. That mind is restless and very turbulent, and it is difficult to overcome. But then Krishna says that abhyasanita kaunteya vairagyana cha grihate. By constant practice and detachment, one can control the mind. One's mind can be made peaceful. And Krishna says, he gives even a technique, that yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam asthiram tataistato nayam yatada atmani eva vashamnay. That whenever this restless mind goes here and there, that at that very moment we have to drag it back and subdue it with proper intelligence. And then Krishna explains that what is the symptom of those who have controlled their minds, those who are situated in a kind of samadhi. And then Krishna says, yatha deepa nivatasto nengate sopam smrita yogino yata chittasya yunjate yogam atmana. That just like a lamp in a place where there is no wind, a windless place, Just like a lamp is not wavered, it is not flickering or it's not disturbed in a place where there is no wind. Similarly, a person who is in complete samadhi or who is engaged completely in Krishna consciousness, yunjate, it is said, who is engaged in the process of Krishna consciousness, his mind is also steady and peaceful. So, we have this two exactly different personalities and they are displaying the different modes of nature, and subsequently, the state of their consciousness, Prahlad Maharaj and Hiranyakashipu. So for that reason, as this particular shloka says, that it depends upon what kind of mode one associates with. Like in the further shlokas, there is a beautiful verse which says that urdhvam gacchanti satvasto madhye tishtati rajasa jaganya, what is it? 18 number, yeah. Jaganya guna vrittista adho gacchanti tamasa. So again here, Krishna is again explaining, making it very clear about the destinations of the people who are situated in different modes. The people or the person who is situated in mode of goodness, he gets elevated to higher planets. Those who are situated in a mode of passion, madhya tishtati, they stay, they are bound in this material nature. And those who are in mode of ignorance, they fall down to the hellish planets. So, it is very important what kind of association we keep. If we associate with people who are situated in proper mode of, in mode of passion, we are in the environment of the people who are passionate for making money, for woman, wealth, for prestige, then we also get naturally influenced by such people. And if we associate with people who have the ultimate goal of getting out from this cycle of birth and death, who are not interested in the temporary enjoyment of this material world, who have their higher goals, then we also get influenced by such people. Like Prabhupada used to say that if you want to get the determination, the quality of determination, we have to associate with people who are determined. So similarly, when we associate with devotees who are determined to achieve the pure state of Krishna consciousness in this very lifetime and not get diverted or deviated by the temporary pleasures of this material world, then we'll also develop that kind of quality. That is the influence of association. Like some days back I heard this class in which there was a beautiful story from Hitopadesh. Many of you must have heard this story in which once king, he is strolling in his state, in his kingdom. And as he was strolling, he saw there was a parrot seller. And this parrot seller had two babies of parrot. So this king thought that, maybe I'll take one baby of this and keep it in my palace. So he takes one baby of this parrot and he takes it to his palace. And the another baby of this parrot was taken by a butcher from the same town, the same village. So when this transactions took place, there was a sage who was observing it. He happened to see a king taking one parrot baby and and another baby was taken by a butcher. So the sage was on his way to the pilgrimage. He went to the pilgrimage, and while coming back, he was passing from the same village, and he was reminded, "Oh, I saw, you know, when I was going, that the king and the butcher has taken these babies of parrots. So let me see what has happened to them." So the king first goes to the shop of this butcher who has taken this baby of parrot, and he saw that this baby of parrot had grown very nicely, and the cage was just outside the shop of this butcher. So as he was approaching the shop, this parrot started giving him bad words, this sage. He started abusing him. And the sage was very much terrified. He said, "My God, what kind of parrot is this?" And he immediately left the place. And then he thought, "Let me go and check out with the parrot who has been brought up in the king's palace." So he went to the palace of the king, and he saw there also that this parrot had nicely grown up. So as soon as he entered the palace, the king was not there. So the parrot very nicely, with very sweet words, welcomed the sage. "Please, oh dear Muni, please come. Please sit over here. Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. The king will be coming very soon." And the sage was completely aghast. He said, "What is this? These two babies have taken birth from the same parrot. And still, why there is such a gulf of difference in their behavioral patterns?" So he went to the parrot who was there, and he asked him, "I just happened to visit your brother, and he was giving me such bad words. He was abusing. But you are, you know, speaking so nice, sweet words. What is the reason?" So the parrot was, you know, probably the parrot of Satya Yuga. And he explained, he answered the question in a beautiful verse. He said, "Go ashanena cha vakyam shrunoti aham cha rajan vachanam muninam nastasya dosho nacha mad gunova samsparsha cha dosha guna bhavanti." He said that go ashanena cha vakyam shrunoti, my other brother you met, what he is to do, he is to hear go ashrena cha vakyam. He used to hear the words and the vichar of the butcher, the go ashana. Go ashana means a butcher. Aham cha rajan vachanam muninam. But as far as I am concerned, I have been hearing the great thoughts of the munis and sages who always visit the king's palace. I have been hearing the conversation that they have with the king. Nastasya dosho nacha mad gunova. He said, "It is not his fault, nor is it my good quality." Samsparshaja dosha guna bhavanti. He said, by samasparsha, by close contact, samasparsha ja means are born, dosh and guna. Samsparshaja dosha guna bhavanti. A good quality or a bad quality is produced, takes birth by the kind of association one keeps. So that is very much explained over here. Krishna says that if someone associates with, you know, his birth is dependent upon what kind of modes one associate with. In this particular verse, Krishna says, Karanam guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmasu. What kind of guna one associates in, sad and asad, good or evil, yoni. So one's birth depends upon what kind of mode one associates with. And for that reason, one has to develop strong association with devotees. As it has been explained very nicely, now, one of the shlokas I was going, I think it is from Bhagavatam only. It is said, Prasanga majaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu sa eva sadusho krito moksha dwara apavrataha. It is said every learned man knows very well that attachment for material is the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. Attachment to material things can cause one's entrapment within this material world. But sa eva sadhusho krito, it is said that when the same attachment it diverted towards sadhu, a great devotee, what happens? Moksha dvaro pavritaha. The gates of liberation opens for such a person. Another place it is said that mahat sevam dvaram ahur vimuktes, tamo dvaram yoshitam sangi sangam. Service to a mahatma or an elevated devotee opens the royal road of liberation. But rendering service to materialistic person has an exactly opposite effect. So, another place it is said, sadhu sanga, sarva shastra kaye, lava matra sadhu sanga, sarva siddhi hoy. So, to conclude with, it is very important for us to understand, that how the external atmosphere, especially in the age of Kali Yuga, we see everywhere, there are holdings which are ready to instigate our mode of passion. Anyways, for the conditioned soul, there is always the desire for enjoyment. And on that, when he sees somebody else enjoying, when he sees the material enjoyment displayed in a very amorous way, in a very alluring way, immediately that particular mode within him takes prominence. And that's how there is always a fight going on between mode of passion, ignorance and goodness. For that reason, as a devotee, as a practitioner, we should be very careful about what kind of association we keep, and we should try to situate ourselves always in mode of goodness. In fact, Krishna says that O Arjuna, Traigunya Vishaya Veda Nistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. Krishna is telling Arjuna that you even transcend the mode of goodness. You be situated in mode of transcendence, in perfect Krishna consciousness, which is way beyond the mode of goodness. So, for a practitioner especially, it's very important that we keep ourselves situated in a proper mode of consciousness. Even when we are traveling, when we are fighting out in the outside atmosphere, which is filled up with different modes. So, whatever way one can keep ourselves in proper consciousness, in proper mode of Krishna consciousness, that technique should be applied either by chanting, either by reading some books, either by memorizing shloka as we are traveling. And that's how we can save ourselves from this constant competition or the constant fight, a tug of war which is going between different modes of nature. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, please, or any corrections, any comments. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhagavad Gita ki jai.